Chazar Zechanish Masabachi Cheschoshrag Ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the Brachas Daf Membeis. Rav Papa was by Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson, and after eating their Suda, he was brought out something else to eat. Rav Papa went ahead and ate it. They asked them, "We have learned that after you finished eating, after you've set your mind from finished eating, you have to first bench and then make a new bracha before you're allowed to eat anything else." He said, "No, the halacha was that once the table has been removed, that's when you would have to first bench and make another bracha before eating something else. But if that hasn't happened yet, it's still considered part of the Suda, you don't have to make another bracha." Rav and Rav Zeira by the Reish Galusa, after their tables were removed, the meal was over, they got sent more food from the Reish Galusa. Rav went ahead and ate it, Rav Zeira did not. Rav Zeira asked, "Don't you hold that once the tables were removed, you have to then first bench on the old meal and make a new bracha?" Rav said, "When you're a guest, you don't have to do that, because as a guest, you always have in mind that if you're sent something else, since you don't know what's coming, if you're sent something else, it's still part of your meal." Rav said, "If normally someone smears his hands with oil after eating, so until he actually does that smearing of his hands with oil, he's still considered to be in his meal." Mara, however, paskins that really the sign of the end of the meal is Mayim Achreinim. That right after Mayim Achreinim, that's the proper time to bench. Mishnah says if one makes a bracha on the wine that comes before the meal, he's putter from making a bracha on the wine that comes after the meal. One makes a bracha on the parperes, which is like a dish that's not really part of the main meal, he makes a bracha on it for one of these dishes that come before the meal. And later on, after the meal, he again gets a parperes, which has the same bracha. He does not, the bracha that he made on the first parperes, but before the meal, will pater the need for a bracha on the parperes that's brought after the meal. If he made a bracha on the bread, he does not need to make a bracha on the parperes. If he makes a bracha on the parperes, that does not pater the need for a bracha on the pas, on the bread. Beisham may say he does not even become pater for making a bracha on the maise kedera, on the porridge that's there. If a group of people were sitting rather than reclining, then everyone must make their own bracha. On the other hand, if they all recline together to eat, then one can make the bracha and be mitzi all the others. If wine is brought to all the people eating the meal during the meal, then everyone needs to make their own bracha. If wine is brought to all of them after the meal, one can make a bracha and the rest of them can be yitza. This same person also should be the one to make the bracha on the besamim that's brought, even though they don't bring out the besamim until after the meal. Rabbi Barachan, the name of Yechanan, said that when we said that if you make a bracha on the wine before the meal, a patras a bracha for the wine after the meal, that's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you know you're going to have more wine after the meal. However, any other time, you have to make a new bracha on every kais that comes before you, since you didn't have in mind necessarily with the bracha that you made on the previous kais. Rabbi Bar Mari, the name of Yeshua Malevi, says the same thing. In fact, Rabbi Amari once saw Rava make a bracha on the cup before of wine before the meal during the week, and then after the meal he made another bracha on the neck on the wine that was brought, and he told him, "You're doing well, because Rabbi Shimon Levi says to do like you just did." Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef was once with Abaya on Yom Tov, and he saw that Abaya was making a new bracha on every kais. He said, "Ah, Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon Levi says you don't have to do that." He said, "Yeah, but I changed my mind. I didn't think I was going to drink more, and now I decided to drink more. That's why I need a new bracha on every kais." What about if he makes a bracha on the wine that's brought to him during the meal? Would that pater making a bracha on the wine that's brought after the meal? Maybe if he makes a bracha on the wine that's before the meal, the reason it paters the wine after the meal is because they're both meant for drinking wine. But the drinking of the wine during the meal is just to help get the food wet so it should go down easier. Maybe therefore that bracha would not pater the wine that's being drunk for the purpose of drinking wine after the meal. Or maybe it paters it the same way. Maybe we don't make that type of distinction. Rav and Rav Nachman both said the making the bracha on the wine during the meal would pater the wine after the meal from the need for a bracha. Rav Kahana and Rav Sheshes and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda and all the Tamidim of Rav, they all said it does not pater the cup of wine after the meal from needing a bracha. Rav asked Rav Nachman, the Mishnah gives a case where if they brought wine during the meal, everyone has to make their own bracha. And if they then brought wine after the meal, one person can make the bracha for all. So you see that the wine that they had during the meal does not pater the need for the bracha for the wine that's after the meal. So Rava said, no, it could be that the Mishnah is talking about two separate cases. First, it's talking about a case where you brought wine during the meal. Then a second case where if they didn't have wine during the meal, but they brought wine after the meal, then one person can make a bracha for all of them. But that's not a connected case. The Mishnah said if you made a bracha on the bread, it paters to make a bracha on the parperes. If he makes a bracha on the parperes, it does not pater for making a bracha on the bread. Beshamay says also not on the maisei kedera. Does Beshamay mean to argue on the resha, on the first part, or on the second part? Meaning, the Tanakhama is saying that by making a bracha on the bread, you're potter for making a bracha on the parperes. And the Tanakhama means that, of course, you'd be potter for making a bracha on the maise kedera. And Beshami comes along and says, not only does a bracha on the pas, on the bread, not potter the bracha on the parperes, but it does not even potter a bracha on maise kedera. Or maybe Beshami is arguing on the next ruling. Meaning, the Tanakhama says that the bracha on the parperes does not potter a bracha for the bread, but a bracha on the parperes would potter the bracha on maise kedera. And on that, Beshami comes along and says, that it does not pater a bracha even on the maaseh kedera. So what does Beshami mean to argue on? Teku, bleibt der Scheile. Mishnah said, Hayu yoishin kol echad v'echad v'chulu. Mishnah says, if they were leaning, then one can make a bracha and be moitzi everybody else, but if they were not leaning, then he cannot. However, Bryce says that even just sitting, not leaning, if people were traveling and they sat down to eat, that one could make the bracha for everybody. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, the Bryce is talking about where the people said, let's go eat in such and such a place. Therefore, that is, they have made the decision to go ahead and eat together. That is the equivalent of them leaning, and therefore one can make a bracha for all of them.